ಪೈಸೆ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೇನಿಲ್ಲ. ಮಣ್ಣಲ್ ಶುದ್ಧ ಮಣ್ಣಂತಾರೆ, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ ಮಂಡಲ್ ವ್ಯಾಪಿ ಕ್ರಮೇ ಕ್ರಮೇ ಇದೆ. How Krishna, Lila are the pastimes, different manifestation of Krishna's pastimes during 125 years, beginning from his birth up to his disappearance, as many pastimes there are, they are being manifested in some of the universes, out of the innumerable universes. So, God is never dead, Krishna is never dead, as some of the modern philosophers were putting forward the philosophy of God is dead. God is dead for those who are following the Owl philosophy. Owl has never seen sun, or it does not like to see the sun. Therefore, the owl says there is no sun. Similarly, the atheistic philosophy is there are so many logics, just like the owl philosophy, the frog philosophy, the camel philosophy, and the dog philosophy, the hog philosophy. There are so many philosophies. So, only these persons who have got two hands and two legs, but they are counted among the animals. And therefore, they cannot think of the eternal, blissful, existence of the Supreme Lord at all times. Premanjana Chirita Bhakti Vilosanena. If one takes this philosophy of Krishna consciousness and develops love of Godhead, then he can see God at every moment, in every state, in everything. He is not for a single moment is out of the sight of God. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Kesuti means the devotee who has developed love for God, he is also seeing God at every moment. Similarly, God is also seeing him at every moment. They are not separated. So, simple process, this repetition, this is a simple process recommended in this age, and if we sincerely do it without any offense and with faith, then seeing of God is not difficult for a devotee. So, kono brahmanne kono lila hai avasthan, tati lila nishta kahe nirama puram. So similarly, in some of the brahmandas or universes, there is already present Krishna Lila. Krishna is there. There is another Bengali verse very nicely. Uddhatiya kare lila gaura rar kono kono bhagavane dekhibare paar. Lord Chaitanya, as time is going on, is still going on. But some of the fortunate devotees, they can see. So, anything, God at times, that is possible. True devotional service, Rapta Amavadiya, only this is the process, no other process. No amount of speculation, no amount of academic education, no amount of philosophical discussion.
ప్రవచనేన లభ్య సెల్ఫ్లీ బై డిస్కషన్
Nobody can analyze. Nobody can understand what is self-realization, what is supreme. So, the absolute truth. Āmāka prasamīna na mīdhaya. Mīdhaya means one who has got very good brain upset. He also cannot simply agitating the brain substance. One cannot understand. Āmātma prabhatanīna labhya na bhavna sutīna na mīdhya sutīna. One is highly educated, very good scholar. He also cannot understand. Then, what is the first? Kami vaisam srimati tīna labhya. A person to whom God reveals himself, he can understand. So we have to wait for that. And for God's mercy, we have to be engaged in loving transcendental service, Krishna consciousness. Then he will reveal. Golok Gokul Dham Vibhu Krishna Sama Krishna Shaya Brahmandagane Kahara Sankrama. Golok Gokul Dham, Vipu Krishna Sama. Because the Lord is absolute, therefore, His name, His fame, His quality, His form, His associate, His paraphernalia, everything absolute, non-different. God and God's name, non-different. God and God's place, non-different. And for that reason, when Krishna comes, the absolute, or the Vrindavan, the place where he descends, that is non-different. Actually, you can see that Vrindavan town, that place, is a small spot of land, say about 84 miles area. But any person, and however atheistic he may be, and however nonsense he may be, if he goes to that place, he'll feel Krishna. Simply by going there, he'll at once change his mind that here is God. He left it. If you like, you can go to India and you can see. Make an experiment. So all the Vrindavan is a place for the personalist school. Now, all the impersonalist school of India, they are making their ashram at Vrindavan. Because they have failed to achieve the sense of God anywhere. They are coming to Vrindavan. It is such a nice place. So here Lord Chaitanya says that Golok Gokul Dham Vibhu Krishna Sama. It's like Krishna is unlimited. Similarly, his place is also unlimited. It is not limited by the material laws. Similarly, his name is unlimited. When we chant Hare Krishna, because Hare Krishna, this name, the holy name, has got unlimited potential. Simply we have to realize it. Even God is present before us, we cannot realize. When Krishna was present before us on this earth, not that all people of the world or all people of India could recognize, only few people, the Pandavas and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, inhabitants of Dwarka, some of them could understand. So, it requires training only, otherwise the unlimited power can be seen even within this limited sphere of material existence. Atayev Golok Sthane Nitya Vihar Brahmanda Gane Tvame Prakatita. So, when Krishna, a God, comes, he is not out of his eternal abode. He is absolute. Wherever God is present, his absolute abode is also present there. That's right. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Tadbhutana Vidvesa Arjuna Tishthati. The Supreme Lord is situated as super soul in everyone's heart. Now suppose there is a dog or there is a hog, so there is also God. So does it mean that God is living with a dog or God is living with a hog? No. For him, even within the heart of a hog, even within the heart of a dog, there is Vaikuntha. The same thing. These are the inconceivable energies of the Supreme Lord. Similarly, a God's pure devotee, wherever he may be, he lives at Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not limited. God is not so limited that is under the boundary of certain limitation. No. God and God's devotees, wherever they are, the same transcendental above God's place, Golok Vrindavan, is manifested there. So, in each and every Brahmanda or universe, wherever Krishna is there, there is Golok Vrindavan there. Brahmanda Gane Prakara, Vraje Krishna Sadhi Sadhya Prakash Purna Tama, Puridvaya Parabhame Purna Tava Purna. Now, God's manifestation, fullest manifestation is at Vrindavan. Fullest manifestation, full freedom. And Krishna, when he is at Vrindavan, he has full freedom. Now, there was a question when Ras Lila, Krishna performed Ras Lila. So Maharaj Parikshit, he questioned. Maharaj Parikshit was hearing the description of the Ras Lila from Sukadev Goswami. So he cleared out one question, which is generally discussed about the character of Krishna. Because he enjoyed this large of the time at dead of night, he played on his flute, and all the gopis of Vrindavan, they came into the forest and they had the Rahasya dance. So, Maharaj Parikshit, the king Parikshit, inquired to the teacher, Sukadev Goswami, that Krishna is on the earth. He appeared on this earth for Puritrana Sadhana, Vinasayasi Dhistiya, Dharma Samasthapana. Dharma Samasthapana itself, and just to establish the process of religiosity. And India, at least, is still the Vedic principle is that a lady or a girl is especially married or unmarried, she cannot mix with any other man. So that is against religious principle. So this question was raised that these girls who are already married, how they went to Krishna for dancing with him, and how Krishna allowed them to dance, because again, religious principle. This question was raised by Paisley Maharaj. Of course, you cannot imagine that a girl going to a friend and dancing with him, that is not against religious principle. But according to Vedic principle, this is irreligious. So, this was questioned by Maharaj Parikshit to Sukadev Goswami. And Sukadev Goswami replied in many ways, but the summary is that how this can be impure. If by chanting Krishna's name one becomes pure, how a dancing with Krishna can be impure. And he gave the example, Tejasang Nadusha. One who is powerful to cause him, there is no question of contamination. Just like the sun he gave the example of the sun. Sun is so powerful that sun's sun is touching all contaminated place, but sun is not contaminated. Rather, by the sun's sun, it is sterilized. Contaminated place becomes sterilized. As a crude example in the material world. Similarly, in God's association, there is no question of irreligion. If there is ecstasy, intense love for God, there is no question of contamination. The contamination is considered within the material world. In the spiritual world, there is no contamination. And actually, when the gopis went to Krishna, they approached that in their spiritual world, not in material world. Because it is stated in the Bhagavad that when the gopis left their house, their husband saw that the wife is sleeping on the same bed. So, Krishna danced with the gopis, not with the in their material body, but in their spiritual body. See that these descriptions are there. So, Krishna is always pure, always pure. It's perfect. So, sadvaisadya prakasya. There is purnatama, the fullest expression of God. Now, this connection of Krishna and the gopis, apparently, it is abominable, but in the spiritual sense, it is the highest professional stage of love of God. So, this world is perfect reflection. There is such psychological things that a married woman wants to mix with his friend, or a married man wants to mix with another. So where from this idea comes, this psychological? It comes from God. In God there is, but where it is in perfect order. Here it is contaminated. So we should not imitate the perfect thing in the contaminated state. So we have to rectify ourselves, unless we approach to the spiritual state. That is the cause. That's like a diseased man. He cannot imitate the healthy man. A healthy man eats as he likes, but a diseased man, if he eats as he likes, he dies. That is sure. So he has to be a secret, not a healthy man. So if you want really happiness, if you want really freedom, and if you really want everything is reality, then you have to transfer yourself to the spiritual world in association with Krishna. That is the whole process of Krishna. And for that purpose, just like a student for getting a degree in the university, he tolerates all kinds of inconveniences, never mind. Let me pass and learn. Similarly, we have to make use, the best use of this bad bargain, this material body, and continue in Krishna consciousness just to achieve the highest perfection of life, freedom, love. This is the process. And if we imitate the same example, if we in disease state, if we imitate a healthy man's activity, then death is sure. Death is sure. Nobody can say, oh, Krishna enjoys so many gods. Let me enjoy also. You cannot. Because you are in disease condition. If you do that, then you continue your disease life or you will die. So, for us, so long we are conditioned by this material nature, we have to leave under regulation, under restriction, and as soon as we are free from this material entanglement, when we come to Krishna consciousness fully, even the imperfection of Krishna consciousness, yes, we will have that transcendental nature. just like Simran Kantan cited one slok of her from Jamunacharya. Jamunacharya was a great king, and later on he became a great devotee. He has written his life experience in one verse. Jadavadhi mamatitta krishna padaravindayo. So now my mind and attention is absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Tadavadhi, since then, Tadavadhi vatanari sangnami. Sex life, as soon as I remember about that, it becomes very magnificent. This is the experience. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, sex life is there in Krishna. Not exactly like this. But there is purification or embracing, kissing, everything is there. But there is no pregnancy. There is no abortion. That is the perception. That we cannot do here. That we have to avoid. That's what I want. Apart from Krishna, this is so many girls, but there is not a single test. And these mothers testify that if I had been among such beautiful young girls, because Bhishma was famous as Brahmachari, so I think I could not protect myself. But Krishna is so nice that he was always. But Krishna is all perfect. It is because the girls wanted Krishna as their husband. So when Krishna accepted him, Krishna need not the assistance of any other person or girl or boy or anything, but he is fully satisfied, he is God, he is full perfect. So his pastimes are manifested in different ways, and in Vrindavan he is fullness is exhibited. That is his style here. By Lord Chaitanya. Braje Krishna Saiva Sadvai Satya Prakashi Purnata. There is no restriction. He is fully manifested there. Puridaya Parabhane Purna Tara Purna. Puridaya means Masurapuri and Dwarkapuri. Masurapuri. As in this universe, there is Masurapuri and Dwarkapuri. Similarly, in the transcendental abode of Krishna, there is Mathurapuri, Dwarkapuri. They are represented here. So, India, there is Mathurapuri and Dwarkapuri. In Mathurapuri and Dwarkapuri, in these two places, Krishna's fullness is not manifested. His fullness is manifested as Vrindavan. Hey Krishna, Vraje Purna Tama Bhagavan, Arsav Swaroop Purna Tara Purna Nam. This subject matter is very confidential. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describing Sanatana Goswami, and we are trying to take advantage of this, that a little advance in Krishna consciousness, it is a little difficult for others. How Krishna, the Supreme Lord, manifests himself fully and manifests himself in less than full. These considerations are there. But let us try to understand that for a moment. Sankhya kahile Krishna sarupa vichar ananda kahite nare jhaadita. Now, Lord Chaitanya is summarizing about Krishna's Leela, the Sankhya, so all whatever which I have already spoken to you, that is only summary of Krishna's pastimes. Otherwise, Ananta Kahite Nare Yahavita. Ananta, this incarnation of Krishna, he is called Ananta. Ananta means unlimited. So, it is said that Ananta is describing about Krishna's pastime for unlimited years and eternally. Still, it is not yet finished. අනන්ත ස්වરૂප ප්‍රශ්නයේ ධනික ගණ සඛාචන්ද නායකරි දීගවිසන් සෝ කාර්ජි ඕන් ක ප්‍රශ්න අකන්සර් දේර් ආල්සෝ හල්ලි සඛාචන්ද දීගවිසන් සෝ ඒ සඛාචන්ද නෑ දෙවිග ලාජි සඛාචන්ද ලාජි පරිජය දද සන් මුන් at night is far, far away. But one is pointing out that you can see the moon through these branches of the tree. So there is a location, so through that location one can see this moon. Similarly, although Krishna Lila and Krishna pastimes, Krishna forms, no human being can describe, still, as far as possible, God Krishna is akashan. Like the branch of the tree is far away from the moon, but still one can see by perspective view through the branches of the tree. यहाँ ये ही सुने पड़े सही भगवान किसने स्वरूप प्राप्त हाई किसी का ना ये इस प्रकार के तन खाना whether we do understand or not understand, if we simply submissively give oral reception to these messages of Krishna, then gradually we shall understand the whole philosophy of Sanskrit. This is the stuff. We may not understand at the present moment about the extensive constitutional position and philosophy of Krishna. But still, if we submissively give oral reception to these messages, as it is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Lord Chaitanya, that will help us. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This hearing process is very nice. That is recommended by Lord Chaitanya. Simply by hearing. You need not require to be very highly educated or very good scholar in Vedanta philosophy. Whatever you are, to remain in your place, that doesn't matter. Simply try to hear, and by hearing, everything will be finally worth it. Because the process is that we cannot understand God or we cannot see God, unless He reveals. So this revelation will come if we submissively hear. And then we may not understand, but simply by hearing, we can achieve that stage. Thank you.